this, you sound like you're pretty soft speaker, so.
You look a little cough.
Oh, really?
Say something.
Something.
Hi.
How about more.
Counting?
Try counting.
Laughs out loud.
Say?
Laughs out loud.
Okay. I count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Your last name is Dirickson?
Yep.
Okay, and your birthday is August 20th?
Yep.
1996.
Yeah.
So you're a little over 11, right?
Yep.
Good. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
And at home you speak English most
yeah.
of the time? Okay.
Just English. Just besides my mom.
Besides your mom?
Yes, sometimes she talks in German.
Oh, in German. Do you speak any German?
No.
Do you understand it when she speaks to you in German?
No.
No? I bet you do. I bet you understand more than you think you do. Mm-hmm. Little bits.
Besides when it's an angry expression.
Yeah. That I bet you get, huh?
Yeah.
Get the tone of voice for sure. Okay. So we are, I really can't tell you how much I appreciate you meeting with me today. And my name is Sue, and I told you that, right? I'm at
yep.
the University of Oregon, School of Education, and we're talking to students who play chess. So I know you play chess. You said
yes.
you like it a little bit. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. And this is my professor, Marilyn Nippold, and she's leading the study. She's conducting the study, okay? Now, on this form here, I'd like you to fill it out and sign your part. So that would be my name there.
Okay.
Spell it neatly and then print it. First part.
I had to do cursive because I haven't done it in 2 years.
You don't have?
No, I used to.
I'll give it a stab. See how it comes out. That's pretty darn good for me.
Don't you put the number of months?
Eight. Mm-hmm.
is 12, 17.
Excellent. Now, do you have any questions? You read that sheet there, and it's, you know, not a lot of information, so do you have any questions for me? Let's move on. And then I will tell you that in this study, I'll be interviewing you about chess. And you just like the things you see on TV, you know, where you're interviewing maybe a sports person or a news person,
okay.
You know, okay? And so I will ask you questions and then you will answer me. And it doesn't, there's no right answer, there's no wrong answer, it's just what you feel like saying and how you think about things, okay?
Okay.
All right? So if anything is hard, if you don't know it, just say, well, I don't know.
Okay.
So there's no grading, nothing going on like that here. And, okay, we did all the checking right now. And we will start with some general, type, just general questions, okay? Before we talk about chess, I'm going to ask you things about you. Just so we can kind of get this tape recorder going and everything. At the end, if you want to, you can ask me some questions. Okay, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Nope.
No. Do you have any pets?
Yep.
What do you have?
Two cats.
Two cats. Names?
Stormy and Hermione.
Stormy and Hermione?
Yep. Hmm. From Harry Potter.
I was going to say, it sounds just like Harry Potter. How long have you had them? How old are they?
I don't know.
You don't know? Have you had them a long time?
Like 3-4 years.
Are they related? Are they siblings?
No.
No?
Worst enemies more like it.
I can hear you.
Worst enemies more like it.
Oh, they are. Are they both boys or both girls?
Girls.
That's interesting. What color are they? What kind?
Stormy's the main coon and Hermione. I don't know.
Okay. Do you have a favorite TV show or a movie?
No.
Nothing?
No.
How about movies? Well, you mentioned Harry Potter. Just
I
the books?
I hate Harry Potter.
You hate Harry Potter?
No.
The book or the movie?
All of it.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is it because it's like got too much publicity or?
I don't know. It takes them a while to get to the point.
You know? I think you're absolutely right, because especially in the last couple, have you read the books, even though you don't like them?
No.
Because the first ones, I thought they did a better job of getting right to the,
well, yeah,
the
meat I read
of
those.
The story. And then the later ones, they got fatter and fatter and fatter, and took a long time to get to the point I think you're right. So do you like other books? You read any other books or magazines?
Yeah.
What do you like?
The Alex Rider series.
The which?
The Alex Rider series.
Oh, I don't know that one. About?
A teenage spy.
Tell me about the last one you read. Because I don't know it, and I know my kids like to.
Snakehead.
What happened with that?
Oh, he almost got his eyes dissected off of him.
Alex did?
Yeah.
By Snakehead?
By the organization Snakehead.
What kind of organization is that?
Criminal organization.
What do they do?
Kidnap people, kill people.
Yikes. How many books in the series?
7.
What's your favorite one so far?
Snakehead.
Yeah. Is that the most recent one?
Yep.
Is it? Yeah, only because you keep putting your hand up there. I'm going to sit on your hands. You want to ask me anything? You could ask me anything if you like.
No, thank you.
I like mystery series, too. Do you like those kinds of books in general?
Not as much as adventure.
Oh. Is that like the Alex Rider?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I kind of think of them as... Now I'm going to ask you some questions about chess. And how long have you played?
7 years.
Wow. How old were you when you first started?
4.
A chess player. Who taught you how at 4?
My dad.
Yeah. Is he good?
No.
Are you better than he is now?
Yes.
Do you have what? Go ahead.
He won't even play me.
He won't? Ooh. You're like snakehead. Yeah? Does your mom play?
Nope.
No. Any of your friends?
Not that many at school.
But you belong to the club, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a rating?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
1200-something.
1200-something?
Yep.
So do you have a besides your dad who taught you how, do you have a coach or?
Yeah, Carl and Chuck.
Carl and Chuck? But tell me a little bit about them. How well do they play? What do they do?
They teach.
What's Carl's last name?
No, but... I don't know exactly. All I know is it's on the ISB website. Well, at ISB.
So your chess club is here? Does it have a name?
Well, I go to the chess club, but I don't go to school.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
good,
because you're in fifth grade, right?
Yep.
So you
come
over here
especially
for chess club.
Yeah.
That's right, because this school starts at sixth grade.
Yeah.
What school are you at?
Carroll Haswell Elementary School. No. I don't remember the school's name.
Tell me the name of your school again.
Earl Hassel Elementary.
Earl?
Hassel.
Hassel?
Elementary.
Elementary. Thank you. Okay. And so you belong to the chess club that meets here?
Yep.
Does it have a name? A fancy name or full name?
Not that I know of.
Is it the Dragon Knight?
Well, I don't know since I don't go to the school.
The Dragon Knights?
Yeah.
It is interesting. So how often do you play chess? Like in a week? How often do you play?
Every day.
Every day? Does the club meet every day?
No.
No?
I have a computer software.
I wonder your dad won't play with you.
He loves to.
He plays with a computer?
Well, not with his software.
Okay. How then?
What do you mean?
How does your dad play? Does he play with you?
No.
Well, you said he won't, yeah.
Does he play on the internet? Does he get
kids
from you?
No.
Who do you play with most?
I don't know.
Who's your most favorite competitor?
Devin Lee.
Devin?
Yep.
Devin, is Devin the next one?
Yep.
He's pretty good. You want to play with Devin?
Yep.
What's his
name? I don't know exactly.
How about Kyler? Do you play with him?
No.
Is he older than you are?
Yeah. I beat him too fast.
But Devin is well matched with you?
Well, he's a little better, but...
Oh, it's just with the pants, he's a little better, huh?
Yep.
Then you learn their secrets and then you beat them. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
So you were just telling me about the playing on a computer, but what is that like? Better than a person, or... Not as much fun.
Well, you can do it every day, unlike tournaments aren't every day.
Do you set up special situations or do you play like a whole game?
I go on problems with a program called CTR.
What kind of problems? I don't play chess. What's it like?
I can't really explain.
We'll get there. Do you know any famous chess players?
Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer. How do you know about him?
He's from America. He was the world chess champion.
Oh, wow. And tell me why do you play it? Why do you like it?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Is it something you could be good at?
Well, yeah.
Did you ever see that movie about Bobby Fischer?
Yeah.
What did you think of that? Did you like it?
No.
You didn't like it at all.
There's no action in it.
No action? But they had rapid chess in Washington Park. Isn't that
good? Well, that's not action.
That's not action, though. What kind of action do you want?
I don't know.
You like action movies?
Yeah.
Like car chases and things like that? That kind of
well,
action.
Not car chases. That's
okay.
Kind of boring.
Oh, what do you like?
Boring.
I'm just curious.
What's
the last movie you saw that you really liked?
I don't remember the last time I watched a movie.
But you know you like action. Well, maybe you don't like action anymore. Maybe you like boring chess movies. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to explain chess. Can you do that? Can you try? I'm going to ask you some questions to start you off.
You need a chessboard. Yeah.
Well, I'll just try to figure it out. I know what the chessboard looks like with the blacks and the reds, right? Or the different color squares. And it's like, what, 12 squares across the top?
Eight by eight.
Mm. Okay. So how many people play chess? Just two?
Yeah, two at a time.
Okay. But what about simultaneous matches? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
What happens with that?
One guy, he goes around and plays all the boards. Lots of people.
Have you been in any kind of tournament like that?
Well, no tournaments, but just for fun.
For practice. Who does that? Your coach?
Yep.
Which one?
Carl and Chuck.
They both do?
Yep. Hmm.
Well, what are your best?
This one guy walks around and plays on all the boards.
How many boards at once usually?
That isn't how many they want to play.
What happens to the people that, you know, he comes by and he does something on your board, but then you're ready and he's not there, you have to wait till they come back?
Yep.
Do you usually have a move real quick, or do you just take you some time to figure out?
Normally it always takes people a while to figure out.
Tell me about the different pieces. Now, I know there's pawns, right? And those are like in the inside row, right?
No, on the outside.
Okay. So tell me about that. If you can. Checkers, I'd be better at.
You have to tell Sue all about it, because she really doesn't know how to play. You have to tell her all the details.
Okay, on a pawn's first move, before they ever move, they can move two spaces, or they can move one.
Okay.
But once they do the first two, if they do, and they can only move one from now on.
Okay, so if they move one, they can still only move one?
Yes, but on the first move, you can move two.
Okay. How do you know if they're going to move them one or two?
You just think which one would be better.
Okay, and then what? Then what's on your board?
A pawn can attack diagonally one square. Not like in checkers.
Okay. Uh-huh. behind the pawns.
Pieces. Kings, queens, bishops, knights, and rooks.
In that order?
No. Rooks on the side, then a knight, then a bishop.
Okay.
And then a king or a queen, and that is what color you want.
Okay, so what's the better color? Is there a better color?
White.
They go first?
Yeah.
How do you decide who goes first?
Because white goes first. It's just how the rules are.
So who do you decide who's white?
Oh, the tournament decides that.
Oh, okay. What if you're just playing with your friend? Like hiding behind your back or something?
No. I just let them be white because I know I can beat them normally.
Yeah, good, good. And what, when you're playing chess, what would your goals be? What are you trying to do?
Checkmate the guy.
How do you do that?
You make sure the king can't move anywhere. You check them, and they can't take it or block the piece that's checking them.
If you have to talk about all the pieces, how they all
do? Oh, we didn't.
Oh. We got blocked.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go back then.
Knight can move 2 squares forward and then 1 square to the right or left, and it can move 2 squares any direction as long as it's not off the board, and 1 left or right.
Okay, kind of an L shape?
Yeah. And a rook can move horizontal or straight.
Okay. And the bishop? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it can just goes diagonally. Oh yeah, and a knight can jump over pieces.
What about the king and queen?
The king can move 1 square in any direction. A queen can move any square to as far as it wants, any direction. So it can't jump over pieces.
They can't jump?
Yeah, they can't jump over pieces.
But it can move diagonally?
Yeah, and horizontal.
Can it do the same moves as a...
rook and a bishop.
Oh, but not like a... not like a knight, though.
Yep, it's not like a knight.
And the king
can move any direction 1 square.
So that's why it's easy to get a checkmated, or?
Well,
not that easy.
No, because they guard the king with the queen.
What's the best piece on
the queen? Yep.
So when you're playing now, you said you want to checkmate, but
yeah.
Do you kind of want to get the queen if you can? Is that something you would try to do?
No, because they normally guard the queen. Unless they make a mistake. Mistaken. The opponent.
They keep her out of danger.
Yep.
How do they do that? The other pieces?
The queen goes behind the pawns. Yep.
So tell me about the rules. We're starting, and I'm...
white goes first.
Okay. So, I'm white.
Okay.
Take one of my pawns?
Or you can move your knight.
Oh, because he can jump over the pawns.
Yep.
Which one am I going to do?
Moving your pawns first is normally better if you're white.
Okay, do I start in the middle or start in the side?
Middle.
And why?
Because it's better to control the middle instead of the side of the board.
I think I know that. So then, one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how close am I to the other side?
There's 4 squares apart.
If I move up 2...
he moves up 2, and they can't move at each other. They're just, like, stuck.
So they're stuck.
Yep.
They just keep kind of moving things, too, and then they're all stuck down the board?
that's impossible.
It is? Why?
Unless the both of the people work together to do that.
All right, so I move my guy out too, and then what do you do?
Move my guy out to right across from your
facing
guy.
Me? Maybe I should have you be going first, and then what do you do? So you're white. So you moved your guy out to, and I moved my guy out too, and
I'd move my knight to attack your pawn.
How do you know you could reach my pawn?
To attack your pawn, not take it.
Oh, so how would you attack it?
I'd move 2 forward and then 1 left.
Okay. You're right, we need a board. So how far are you then from my pawn?
I'm moving forward 2 squares and moving left.
So you're up right next to me?
Two squares away and to the left. That is who you're playing.
I just was curious about that. So.
Okay, so look at first the D and come out to the other one from the other.
Yeah, it's alright. So you're kind of getting back on that. Now, you know I don't know how to play. So what would you tell me so that I'd be prepared, so I'm not just sitting and going, but why would you need that color? So tell me what
I need a chessboard.
What picture it in your mind?
Well, the question is, can you picture it in your
mind? I'll try.
The objective is to move your pawns up in the opening.
Okay. But then what?
Get your pawn, try to control the center for the opening. Get development that's moving your pieces out.
Okay. Like getting the knight out.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what?
Then it's the middle game, and you're mainly trying to checkmate the person, or you're trying to go for an end game. If you make it to the end game, you're trying to promote your pawn if you have a pawn. Or you're trying to mate the person if
what
you have
a pawn. What does that mean, promote your pawn?
It could get to the last rank and it can turn into any piece besides a queen. I don't know, besides a king.
Hmm. If I get him to your side there, then he can be a different piece.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is the best piece?
A queen.
So you can have 2 queens?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
Huh. Is that basically what I need to know if I want to play you?
Well, that's just the basic principles.
What are some other things that you tell them? Someone who's never played before, what would you tell them? What else would you tell them? They've never played. They just don't know. Beyond what you just told them.
The queen's worth a knight and coins. Rook's worth 5 points, knights and bishops are worth 3 points, and kings are worth 4 points are more what people say is the game.
Now you just told me something I don't think I ever knew, that there's points in chess.
Well, it's how much the pieces are worth.
If you take them?
Yeah.
Okay.
The points don't do anything.
I thought it was just that, you know, like basically taking pieces until you got down to the king and was gone. I didn't know that you could add up points. That's very interesting. So is there a score you have to try to reach? Or?
No, you're just trying to check and get the guy.
So why do your points?
Just to help rank the system for new players.
I'm confused. How does that work?
Like, a person won't want to trade his queen for a pawn. Because the queen's worth 9 points, and the pawn's worth 1. Just like a ranking system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you play 5-minute chess?
Do
you ever play 5-minute chess?
Not very often.
Okay. What if you're in a situation where you just have so much time? And you don't check each other, or they just check And do the points matter?
Well, yeah. It's the same reason, it's just a ranking system to help know what each piece is worth.
Now, I've talked to some people who tell me about that there are certain kinds of strategies, certain ways you can play, certain things you try to do when you're playing chess.
Yeah.
Do you have certain strategies you like to use?
Yeah, but I don't know how to explain them.
Try. I want to hear about it.
I really don't know how to explain.
What's maybe one strategy? What's this thing about Antisong? Is that a strategy?
No, just a move.
That's a move.
A pawn can go two squares, and if the pawn's right next to it, the pawn can take it behind. If the pawn just move a pawn two squares above where yours is, and you move two squares, he can attack, take you diagonally and take your pawn. Even though it's not there.
Even though they normally couldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, in the opening. Get your knights up to help guard the center if possible, and your bishops. And just try to control all the squares near it.
Now, is that what you called the middle game?
No, that's the opening.
So what's the middle? When do you get to middle game? What's that?
It's like the 12th through 15th. Well, it can start from the 12th or the 15th move, or in between that.
You just, how do you know when you've gotten to that point? Is it after all the pawns are moved, or? There are 8 pawns.
Like all the pieces are out.
Okay. They're all...
Well, most of them.
Moving around on the board, things are happening.
Yep.
So how long does it usually take you to play a game?
That is with the time control.
Oh, so do you sometimes have set times?
Normally.
Do you play the clock?
Yeah.
How does that work?
They have special clocks where both sides have a timer. You press one side of it like a button, and it activates the other clock to go and turns off that clock. There's a button in the middle to pause.
Do you have a limited amount of time to make
a
move?
Well, no, not
a
move.
Oh.
To play the game for your side.
So that's kind of like what Professor Nichols was saying. The 5-minute game
really
to be longer.
In the middle game, either trying to attack the person or to defend yourself against the attack.
How could you defend yourself?
Put your pieces around your king and guard the squares that they're attacking.
What about an endgame strategy?
To promote your pawn. By getting your pawn to the last row.
Okay, and then it can be another piece.
Yep. A queen.
Yeah, you can make it anything you want.
Besides the king and pawn. Yeah, when it's possible, but normally games don't have an end game.
They don't, because it doesn't
get
that
far.
Yeah.
Did you check
something? Checkmate. How many moves till you get to an eighth game if you don't have to check?
You mean checkmate?
Yeah, but Yeah, well, because you said, you know, like the middle game is 12 to 15 moves. How do you...
No, it starts at 12, 13, 14, or 15.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it can go on forever.
So you could sometimes, you could end a game in the middle game.
Yeah, that's what normally happens.
So how do you get to the end game? How do you know when you're there?
There aren't that many pawns on the board or pieces. Like only two or three pieces. And normally, like 4 to 6 pawns. Unless there's one person losing bad.
Now, you, this is a game where you have to kind of think ahead, right? And you have to try to guess what the other person would be doing?
Yeah.
Is that how you would into either attack or to defend? You want to try to figure out what's happening. How do you, how many moves ahead do you try to plan?
Well, normally not that many because I use plans. Yeah. I find a goal that I want to do, and then I just find moves to get there.
How hard is it if somebody does something that you don't expect and you have to change your mind, change your plan?
I just make a new plan.
That is okay.
Yep.
So what, how, yeah, sometimes games can be very long though, right?
Yeah.
Bobby Fischer and then they play for...
Don't they play for a couple of days sometimes?
Days.
Mm-hmm. Or like one game can it go on? What's the
longest game go on? As long as the time control is.
What's the shortest it could be?
The time control.
Well, what is the game can
one person messing up or the time control being really low.
How would they mess up?
Like, it's transmitted in two moves by moving the pawn up and then the other pawn up, other person moves one pawn and the queen up. It's transmitted.
Does that ever happen to people that you're playing?
Unless I can teach them how to get checkmated like that. It's just a mistake.
Well, how do you do it? Okay.
Like you lose your queen.
Right?
Ooh, that would be a big blunder.
Is it like a... Well, why do they call it a blunder?
I don't know why.
Is it kind of like that sort of thing? Like, watch it
and
not
better?
Is it kind of like that?
Normal.
Normal, yeah. I'd be so embarrassed
if I did that. So that'd be the kind of thing like where you were seeing that you moved a piece and then they sit right there. Right?
Yep.
And you lose a major piece, right? Something other than a pawn.
Yep.
What else? What else would I need to know? Obviously it'd be better for me to play with somebody who's better than I am. Right? Because that's how I learn.
Well,
right?
Not too better.
Not too much better, because then why?
You're going to get beaten.
Like
normally that's what I do to people.
And the person who's beating me is bored. Right?
Yeah.
So how do I get better? What do I do?
Do puzzles, learn strategies from coaches. Just practice.
Puzzles like the ones in the newspaper?
No, they have like chess puzzles.
Yeah.
That, what is your best for this position?
Okay. But have you seen the ones in newspapers? They have the chessboard there and they'll have little pieces there. How do you mark, what is, do you know the marking and the notation?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
They have an A, B, C, D, E, E, F, G, H long, so 8 letters long.
Okay.
So, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tall.
Okay.
So you write what square it is lined up with, like the column, like E4.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is that algebraic notation?
Oh, they just call it notation.
Let me ask you, do you know what a Sicilian is?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's when you move your pawn to C4. And they had already had the pawn to E4. And then they moved the knight to F3. And then you move your pawn to D3. And they move the pawn to D4. And you take the pawn.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah.
Does that help you with?
Well, no, it just gets you a better pawn structure.
What other things like that are there that you could do?
You mean openings?
Mm-hmm. Is that an opening? Sicilian defense is an opening?
Yeah.
What else? Yeah.
The Yugoslav attack is a kind of Sicilian called a variation.
Okay.
The bishop's opening. I don't know most of the names, I just know how to play them.
Mm-hmm. What one do you use mostly? What do you do?
The Sicilian defense of the bishop's opening.
And how does the bishop's opening?
E4, E5, then the bishop goes to C4, and that's all. Well, if it's games for fun, if I'm playing in a tournament, it's half and half.
What about if you play any serious tournaments, like in Portland?
Yeah.
You do?
No, it's been a couple of weeks.
And how'd you do in the last tournament?
I lost 2 games and won 1.
Were they kids your age or older?
1 kid my age and 2 kids older.
Did you gain rating points?
No.
I guess you have to win most of your games to gain rating points.
Yep.
Sounds like you're doing really well for chess.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about chess?
Nope.
Do you have a chess set?
Yep.
Is it a special one? Or?
The pieces are red and white. Black pieces are red.
What's it made out of? Is it, you know, what kind of, is it like wood or plastic?
Plastic and it's double weighted.
Oh, it is plastic.
What does that mean? That it's heavier on the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they put lead inside of it so it doesn't get knocked over.
Oh, that's good. It's great. Thank you so much. See, you really had a lot to tell me, and I learned a lot.
Welcome.
And next time that I'm going to play, you'll be surprised. I have for you both of if you'd like it, and a gift certificate to Dairy Queen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mew, for participating with us today.
Thanks, Mason.
Welcome.